It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
It has been decided the sexiest man alive for 2021.
Thank you.
You know how they do this? It's like a yearly.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I thought, so you were wearing your shirt yesterday, your lovely college. You've gone for the hoodie today. Back to normal.
Well, I did. I felt like the spotlight was shone on me too much.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll go back to dressing like a trash bag.
Yeah, nice.
And fit in with the rest of the crew here.
Well, I called us the three trash bags.
Yeah.
You, I, and the promotions director here, and promotions manager. But apparently I was wrong in saying we were the three trash bags. Apparently you two don't want to be associated with me. But today, what you're wearing, you are associated with
me. I'm contractually obliged to be associated with you.
You are. But the sexiest man alive this year, and in previous years we've seen Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, right? Blake Shelton, Idris Elba. Yeah, quality, sexiest man alive there.
Do you want to sit down?
Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, someone get this woman a chair.
Woo! Anyway, this year it belongs to Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, he's likeable, isn't he?
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, you're a straight, you know, guy. Can you see the hotness in Paul Rudd?
Not about hotness, but I can see how he would be considered attractive. Yeah.
Some people call him a daddy.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't really sit in the daddy category. He is a dad.
He is old enough, but he doesn't seem like I would say if you called, say, George Clooney a daddy, I get it.
He's
the old Silver Fox kind of vibe.
How old do you think Paul Rudd is?
Paul Rudd, I'm going to go higher than you'd think because he is, I mean, how old was he in Clueless?
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
And he doesn't age. No. He's like Pharrell.
Yeah.
It just does not age.
Rudd don't crack.
Yes.
So I think maybe he's like 51.
Oh, he's 52. Very close there, mate.
Very good. And
very
I didn't
close.
Go over either. We should play a game.
Yeah. No, I think the boys in the
How old are they?
See, George Clooney, 60, right?
Yeah.
So he's a little bit up there.
Well, he's moving into grandpa territory. He's going from daddy to grampy gramps. Gramps.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is? Oh, he's a gramps.
That's not a thing.
Take your teeth out,
no.
Gramps.
Okay, why so early?
Get over here with your walking frame.
Can
your
I
big,
leave?
Sexy, wrinkly.
I'm going. Bye.
Why are they scraping the ground, though? Pick those balls up.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
It is going to be a very big next few weeks, a very big November for Adele because her album is coming out. We're getting new songs. And now I've just started a new thing on the show where every time you get a little bit like upset with me, which is rare, I just throw at you, but Tom, go easy on me, Tom. And it's gaining traction.
It's as enjoyable in person as it is over the radio, guys, as you can imagine.
Go.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
If you're thinking, what can I buy for Christmas that is a great stocking stuffer? Today you might have seen Dakota Johnson. She's been talking about a stocking stuffer that is really good.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about books.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm a lover of books.
Sure.
Love going to the bookstore.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking this one is going to be an absolute rip snorter of a page turner.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we call the top tier books in our book club.
Rip snorter of a page turner. You got a sticker that you stick on the front of it?
Yeah, no, on the back. Anyway.
I want to be walking through Dimmicks and see a little gold sticker that says Loggy's Book Club.
Rip snorter.
Classified rip snorter of a page turner.
Well, I wouldn't be walking through Dimmicks. You'd be walking through an independent bookseller because they're the ones.
Mate, they're all good books. They're all good books.
Love my independence.
Especially.
Shout out to Book Grow.
Especially if they're advertising with the station.
Torquay Books.
Right now. What happened to that job you were going to apply for?
Anyway, so, you know, Home and Away, some of the characters we've known and loved for such a long time, but do we know the people behind the characters?
No, maybe not.
No, not really.
No.
What about Lynn McGranger? Do you know that's her real life name? But do you know who she plays and has played for almost 30 years on Home and Away?
Is that Irene?
It is Irene.
Yeah, okay.
Now, Irene has released a book, A Rip Snorter of a Page Turner.
Yeah.
And if you've ever wanted to know all about Irene,
yeah,
but the real life Irene,
yeah,
this is the book for you.
Okay.
Now, I mean, shocking news out of this book. It's a tell-all, right?
Yeah.
And she appeared on This Morning, which is that show in the UK with the the guy with the grey hair and the woman, and they just laugh all the time and they're really quite funny,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So she appeared over there because the UK love Home and Away.
I love it.
Just as much as we love Home and Away.
Mm.
Well, I haven't
probably
seen it
more.
For a while, but
probably
I remember
more.
Back in the day I liked
it. Yeah, well, they still care about it, so that's the thing.
Mm. She said she felt like she'd won the lottery when she was cast in the temporary role of Irene.
Yeah.
Okay. She was only supposed to be there for a little while, and they kept asking her back.
Mm.
Been asking her back for 30 years. She's like, guys, just put me on a full-time
yeah.
contract.
No, we can't.
Let's
not
just
how,
sort this
not,
out.
Not how the labour market's going in
no,
Australia.
Exactly.
We're going to keep you all on casual.
She did say something, though, that I was like, oh, I never saw this coming. She said that she actually harboured a marijuana addiction.
Oh.
Yeah. She used to, like, when she was playing Irene.
Irene,
sometimes
yeah.
she got on the devil's herb.
Really?
I mean, I would not have ever thought that.
No, nor
about
would I.
Irene.
I mean, there's stuff that I kind of, when stuff pops up during the day, there's things that I read and I go, oh, that's interesting. I want to know more about that.
Mm.
Oh, I'll store that one away.
Yeah.
That's not one of those facts.
Oh.
No.
Okay. So that won't be.
I've already forgotten what we're talking about, to be honest.
It's called Me, Myself, and Irene, which I absolutely love, by the way.
That is good. So, sorry, was she appearing on the morning show as Irene or as Lynn?
Well, I don't think Lynn exists. I think now Irene has taken over.
Taken over.
And, man, she is on. She's got to get off those rollies.
She is blazed all the time. Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.